smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, is going to take over here in just a few minutes. I'm going to jam in a few final calls here. We have Chase's wife on the line, Chase Geyser's wife. I said I'd take two calls, but is that Chase's wife calling in? I've only met her a few times. Nice lady. What'd you say, Chase? Okay, I'm not sure why she's calling in, but let's go to her. And we got Chase Geyser's wife calling in. And then I'm going to finish up with Zeller and David. What's going on, Kaylee?
I voted today at South Park Meadows, and they told us to turn off our cell phones, said it was illegal in Texas. And I never heard that before.
I know they tell people that, and we have to check into that. It varies. They're always changing the laws. What happened?
Well, it wasn't. I was standing in a huge line, and somebody just came out and said, hey, we need everybody to turn off their phones. State law in Texas, you can't come into the polling station with your phones on. And I was just a little surprised to hear that. And then when I was listening to secret callers earlier saying everybody should be recording their, you know, voting experience, well, we can't do that here. Couldn't do it today.
You know, I've got to check the law on that because I know they've said that in my memory. Is it illegal to have a cell phone on in a polling place? I believe it's illegal to interfere with someone else's voting or to show their voting. At least that's what it was a few years ago. And then they try to misrepresent it so there's no documentation going on. But I believe the law, but I got to check it. Don't quote me on that yet, folks, that you're not allowed to disrupt someone's voting or show how they're voting. But I it's the opposite. You're supposed to be able to have cameras in the general polling place. I'll look into that.
Yep. Just wanted to give you the heads up. They had us all turn our phones off today.
Yeah, there it is. Notice prohibition of certain devices with 100 feet of voting stations. And do they quote the law there?
They just said it's Texas state law. Everybody had to do it.
Yeah, they're claiming it's law. Do they quote the law in that notice, guys?
No, they did not quote the law. And so I went home, looked it up, a Texas state secretary of state thing, but I saw didn't see anything besides some notice. You know, I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's the same secretary of state that says people can vote with non-citizen IDs, even though the state law says it's illegal. What do you make of the election in general and how crazy the world's gotten and how hard your husband works?
My husband's working very hard, and I'm happy to have him working for you. We believe in everything you're doing, and I feel like it's going to go Trump. I hope it goes Trump. Vote for Trump today. So, yeah, I hope everybody gets out there.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in Pennsylvania. David, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to first tell everyone that's listening that winter's coming, and if you haven't been to Dr. Jones Naturals lately, brother, you got to go because he got all the silver products back. He got the silver bullet dropper, and he got the immune gargle back. And I don't care what you have in your pantry or whatever for winter, get those two items, man, because they're great. And the T-shirts, I wore my own voting for the Outlaw T-shirt to the Butler rally, and even the T-shirt vendors were like, bro, where'd you get the shirt? And I want to tell people, again, listening, go to, type it in just like it sounds, thealexjonesstore.com, because if you put anything other than that, it'll take you in 20 different directions. So anyway, those are a big hit, man, and I appreciate it. But I wanted to say about the voting, you know, I don't want to be a downer at all, but, man, I think they're going to steal this again from Trump. And the problem with it is the last time they stole you, we've all seen 2,000 mules. We've seen everything they said, that how they stole it. And they locked up 1,000 patriots for going into people's house and praying. So that's ridiculous. But I think they'll steal it this time. But I have an idea, Alex, and you know, if you want to go with it or not. But on election day, how about at like 2 o'clock, lead us in prayer. Just lead us in prayer, man. Maybe on the air, if we can get a million people to all join together and just have that connection to God, we can turn this thing around.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I'm voting for the Outlaw in the Hillbilly shirt, and there's one with Trump with a cowboy hat saying, I'm voting for the Outlaw, the AlexJonesStore.com. These are Bigley, the designer of these, is one of the top designers in the country for Patriots. I mean, these are really great shirts. And what it also does is keeps us on the air, and the globalists hate that. And believe me, if I wasn't, you know, behind on what we need to get in here to continue operating, we shut down, I wouldn't be begging like this. But, I mean, I think we're important, and I'm not going to give up. So I'm going to leave it all in the field. It's all up to you, folks. All right, let's go ahead and take the final call before the great Gerald Celente takes over. Zeller in California, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead, Zeller.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I got your knife. Love it. Got your four coins. Love it. I got your signed books. I love it. I got all your supplements. I love it. Okay? I'm thankful for what you give, all right? What they're doing out here in California is the officials and citizens are finding ballots in storm drains. Now go get that.
That's another thing the Democrats get caught constantly doing is tearing down Trump signs, even official city people doing it on legal property, legally posted, and they're constantly catching ballots that are Republican filled out, thrown away. That's a good point.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to steal. So you, as an American, what should do is, like, say, you know, there's patriots here in California. You guys always speak badly of us, but we've stuck it here, and we're trying, and we vote, and they steal it from us. Time and time again, we're born into this. So this is my battleground state. I would love for some Texans and some Arizonians to come over here, just like in the Kentuckians. Come over here and let's make some progress in the state that gives to all of the other states. You know, Silicon Valley is very small, but encapsulated by we the people, Alex. I love you. Let you go.
Absolutely, brother. I really appreciate you. Look, I'm not knocking Californians. It used to be redder than Texas. Once Democrats get control, there's fraud. It's very hard to dislodge them. Texas is very close to being stolen because people are complacent. All right, Gerald Celente takes over in just a moment. Be sure and check out his website, trendsresearch.com, and he's on X at Gerald Celente. First, because Chase Kiser's wife called in, a quick word from Chase Kiser on the InfoWars operation, and whether it shuts down or not. Our great sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, keeping us on air.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment, practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP Club, if we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, it's the facts are all there. If you don't support InfoWars or free media, you know, it's journalism is dead. It's gone. This is an article that's coming out in this week's Trends Journal that will be going out tomorrow. The Trends Journal is a weekly. If you go to jonestrends.com, it costs you like $2.50 a week. Nothing. And we're giving you what nobody else is. We're giving you history before it happens. Journalism is dead. America's don't buy the mainstream media BS. A new release survey found that the public trust in mainstream news media remains at record level lows. Oh, you mean you don't like to swallow the crap coming out of the clowns on the Cartoon News Network? Oh, no, no, I like MSNBC. Oh, no, no, I look the other way. I only look at Fox. I only look in one direction. I can't see in either way. My mind is the size of a pea, about the size of the cojones of little Georgie Bush. Oh, yeah. All right. The media is crap. That little, yeah, just to make it clear. This was my T-shirt when Clinton ran back in 1992. Beware is Slick Willie. Yep. His Slick Willie stuck it under the you-know-what of every, you know, yeah. Oh, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only gave me a, you know, yep. That arrogant little piece of scum. That arrogant little boy. Bought out by the bigs. Oh, yeah. Send the jobs to Mexico. Screw the workers in the United States. I get paid off to do that. Oh, and my wife, Hillary, will run after me. Hey, bring China into the World Trade Organization. Mexico didn't steal enough of our jobs. Why do you think I get paid $300,000 an hour to speak to the Goldman Sachs guys?